We live in the greatest time of literacy in human history. We have access to so many texts, but so often we take it for granted. We ignore it. We have the greatest piece of literature ever in the Holy Bible, as well as many, many, many books written about faith that can help us get closer to Jesus. We just have to blow the dust off the cover and open to page one. That's when the magic really begins. Welcome to life, the grand adventure. During this adventure, there are many twists and turns, each of which leads on a new path of our journey. Luckily for us all, we have a God with us for this adventure. Oftentimes, we try to make life too complicated. Hello, I'm Adam, and I have great news for you. Life is actually quite simple. And if you come along with me on this podcast journey, I will share with you one simple fact about life and faith. It's that simple. Luke chapter 6, verses 37 through 45. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take that speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Jesus' words are so powerful. Verse 37 starts with, Do not judge and you will not be judged. A lot of times we take that to the extent of don't judge anybody. It's not really what he's saying. Now, we don't condemn. We are to judge fellow Christians, but we are, as verse 41 says, we were talking about this morning in a group, to watch out for that plank in your eye. Before you can look at a fellow Christian and tell them that they are making a mistake, you need to make sure that you're following the rules. You are doing what you're supposed to do. First, take the plank out of your eye. Then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And then Jesus goes on to talk about trees and fruit. If we want to bear fruit, we need to be a good tree. We need to make fruit for Jesus. And fruit doesn't grow on places where it doesn't belong, or poison bushes or thorns. We grow spiritually fruit that's stored up in our heart. But guess what? Evil people do the same thing from their heart. And our mouths will tell us what our heart is full of. I loop back to talking about, can the blind lead the blind? No. We need to be able to see. We need to pay attention to the parables. We need to know what Jesus is saying. I'm a teacher, so the student is not above the teacher. Do you hear that, guys? It doesn't mean that I'm lording over you, but it means you need to be trained so that you can be like the teacher. This whole episode is about reading. If you'd asked me to make this episode a year ago, wouldn't have happened. I've had a very interesting life as a reader. As a kid, I loved to read. I read all the time. I read lots of books. I remember this book from fourth grade. For some reason, it's called Klutz. It was about a robot. It was one of my favorite books of all time. I got into comic books. I liked picture books. I liked chapter books. I read books for school. And then I hit high school, and the curriculum did not inspire me to read. In fact, I quit reading. I made it through high school, don't tell my teachers, reading very few books. I can name on a few fingers the books I read in high school. And in college, even less, because I learned how to play the system. It was a detriment to myself, but I did not find any text that grabbed me. I would start them and then go, oh, another one of these classic literatures that I can't connect with. Then I've had stages throughout life where I found books I've enjoyed to read. I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I've read a ton of Star Wars books. As a comic fan, I read comics. Some people go, they're not books. Well, they have words, and I just got to read more to get more words. They're beautiful books. Don't for one moment think they're not. I had to have that discussion with teachers. I always had comics in my class for kids to read because they were awesome. I'll talk about some in a little bit that relate to this podcast. And then I would read some books. I have some books here that I've read on faith, books here and there. I've read some series of books as an adult, but it ebbed and flowed. It ebbed and flowed, and I was in a major ebb. There was no flowing. It had been a while of reading. I've mentioned this recently on the podcast. I hadn't really read for a while. I've read a couple comics here or there. I do my daily devotionals in the Bible, but other than that, not a whole lot. And then at the beginning of this year, I was challenged through my apologetics class that I was doing through Men's Alliance to books were presented to me. They weren't required readings for the class, but I found them. I started diving into them. And I just started reading and I couldn't put the books down. I read tons of books. Well, tons for me. I read 5 more books this year so far than I read in the past 3 years, probably. That's 5. But that's since a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. And it's something I'm taking pride in, which is really interesting too. And I told my buddy the other day, my buddy Jeff is a big reader. We got some things to work on. I might be doing some things with him, faith-based. And I told him what I was doing, and he gave me a big high five at church the other day. And he was like, yeah, good job, Adam. That's really awesome. And encouragement's good. I kind of feel bad for giving my wife a little flack about reading too much. I guess I better go apologize after this podcast. Because now reading is part of my day. I have a book sitting around. And as that journey has come into me, it's right now currently what I'm reading are all faith-based nonfiction books. They're really connecting with me, but it's really weighed on my heart to bring that reading to others. To bring reading the Bible has always been something on my heart to share with others. And I've just been meditating on that all week. It's been popping up in my mind and my thoughts and my prayers of how I can share that. So here we go. Personally, I was thinking as I approached this podcast that based upon the people I'm around, people are reading a lot less than in the past. Now I have friends that are readers, my sister-in-law, some people I work with, my wife's a reader, and my daughter's a reader. But I have a lot of friends who don't read at all. So I thought I'd go look and see what was going on with just like polling. A Gallup poll, this is a couple years old, it's from 2022, said that on average, people are reading 3 less books a year. Now, I looked at the poll, it goes into some other things, and it says, you know, generally people might read 5-ish books a year, which has flopped. It used to be people read 11 to 12 books a year was the highest category of people, but now it's like 5. And there's that group of 0. There's always that group of more, which helps to skewer these polls and make the numbers bigger. But on average, it says Americans read 12.6 books a year. Now, I was at 0. And a bunch of my friends are at 0. So somebody is really crushing some books. That's my buddy Jeff there. He's keeping that average way up. But then again, Gallup polls only get a handful of people. Does it get everybody? Does it hit the real populace? We never know. But it just makes me think, just in conversations, how many people I know that really aren't reading, or I'm not even going to go into this today, but some of the stuff they're reading, yowza. There's some very sketchy stuff out there. There's stuff that's just filthy, stuff that's inappropriate, stuff that's of this world that is, I don't even know. That's for another podcast. But anyway, so This isn't a public library, New York Times bestsellers podcast. This is a Jesus podcast. And what does all this reading mumbo jumbo have to do with faith? Everything. Because knowledge is power. I stated in past episodes that to be a Christian, there's only one thing you need to do. And that's profess belief in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's it. Boom, Christian. But what then? Do you just sit there? Is that it? That was it for the man on the cross, the robber who died. Most of us have a lot of life ahead of us after we make a choice to believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Think of it this way. Tom Brady, quarterback, one of the greatest of all times. His first year, he was labeled starting quarterback. Did he stop there? Did he stop? No, he yearned for more. He worked his tail off. He learned more about football. He worked harder. He outworked everybody and is arguably the GOAT, the greatest of all time, which makes me so sick to say as a diehard Miami Dolphins fan. Maybe you don't know sports. Well, here's me. I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher for 20 some odd years. First day I stepped into the classroom, I was a teacher. That's it. Do I do any more? Of course I did. I learned how to teach different topics. I learned how to create projects for students, create activities. I created an entire curriculum and a program for drama for students that I've been doing for the last 15 years after second and third grade. I expanded. I didn't just sit there and go, hey, that's where I am. Because I yearned for more. Just like with Jesus. Back, think about that. Let's loop all of that back to Jesus. Tom Brady strove? I don't know. He wanted to learn more. He wanted to grow. I wanted to become a better teacher. And if we truly believe in Jesus, we're going to be on fire for him. We're going to want to know more. We're going to want to grow closer to Jesus. We're going to want to grow. When I started dating my wife, I didn't just settle to just know her. Just seeing her, hey, what's up, lady? No, I wanted to learn more. So I went to visit her. I took her out on dates. I got to know her better. It's just like with Jesus. We don't just go, hey, Jesus, what's up? Have a little Jesus on our counter. Sadly, some of us do. If that's you, take this podcast as a challenge. So how do we learn more? Where do we go? Well, first and foremost, the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible equips you. I mentioned last week, it's the sword that we use. Sword of truth is the Bible. I could go into episodes and episodes talking about that I've learned in my apologetics class about the reliability of the Bible, the historical accuracy of the Bible. That's for another day. But that's the first book to read. It's our instruction manual on life. Now, to connect it to life, I own a minivan. I love it. I'm a weird, weird man. I love my minivan. But I don't know some things about the van if I don't read how it works. That's the instruction manual. It's the same with our faith. So dive in. Grab a Bible. Open it up. In the intro, I said, wipe that dust off and turn to page one. You might not want to start in page one in the Bible. I would venture, look in the index, venture about three quarters of the way through, two thirds of the way through, and go to the Gospel of John. It tells the story of Jesus from the perspective of John, who was right there with him. Now, you don't have to read it all in a day. Read a verse. My pastor says some days he reads one verse and God speaks to him. He listens to God, what he's saying. Maybe you read a heading section. Today's opening had two headings. Maybe you read a whole chapter. Right now, my son is working through John. He's doing a chapter every couple of days. And by the time you're done, you will be changed. I guarantee it. Now, you're not sure where to go from there. Or you want more? Hit me up. It's at simplepodcast@gmail.com. I will share plans with you. I'll read plans with you. I'll give you some of them that I've done. I use the Bible app for a lot of my daily plans. It's called the YouVersion Bible app. You can find it in any of the stores. It's a great way to have the Bible in your hand. I have tactile Bibles here in the house. Just have the word wherever you can be. Now, the Bible is the number one authoritative form of print for us about Jesus' life and our faith. Sometimes we need to learn more. As a vendor, most of the things are in the user's manual, but maybe there's some things I need to further clarify or look at. That's where other references work. Now, these days, if you're trying to fix something you don't know how to fix, that would be YouTube. That's how I do it. I do a couple of things. Oh, cool, it's on YouTube. I can't get quite to that headlight. How do I go in? Oh, YouTube gets me right to where it's supposed to be. Because that little picture without any words is confusing at times. Now, I can do a lot more car work than before I do to those videos. Are there some videos that tell about the Bible? Yeah. But today we're focusing on text. Because there are tons and tons and tons of books. I don't go into it, but just be careful what you look into, see what, read about it, see people talking about it, what it means, share it with your pastor, or email me if you have a question about any book, as a side note. Anyway, so I've delved into so many books recently. And in doing that, I see a correlation between my growing understanding of my faith and my time spent reading. Are these books more important than the Bible? No, not at all. But they help give further insight into God's beautiful world and God's beautiful word. Currently, my books are teaching me how to be a representative for Christ. I've talked about apologetics. That doesn't mean to apologize for Jesus. That means to understand how to tell about Jesus, how to talk to people in this world. It's given me insight on how to talk to someone who might not have faith. So a lot of my research has been in apologetics. I'm currently reading a book in my quiet time called Irresistible. It was written by Andy Stanley. And it's given me such an amazing perspective on the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And I'm about halfway through, and it's been a powerful book. I've learned so much within that book. And it's written like a plain conversation with him. It's an awesome book. And just last night, I put a book on my phone called Pray First, The Transformative Power of a Life Built on Prayer. And it's written by Craig Hodges. And I knew that prayer is an area that I need to grow and to work in. And within the first day, God is already speaking to me. He's already putting things in my life, ways to use prayer in my life on a daily basis. It's been pretty awesome. And I can't wait to keep going through that book. And I'll tell you more about something I'll do with him later. The crazy thing is that I'm reading. But really, I'm not reading a ton. I'm reading a ton more than zero. What I did is I set a goal to read a chapter a day. It's part of my daily devotion time. Chapters in a lot of these books might be like 10 pages. Sometimes I get enamored and I want to read more. Now, you're saying, Adam, come on. I don't want to go from zero to 10 pages. Cool. Here's the great thing. You can start however you want. I was in a recent meeting with Men's Alliance leaders, and we were challenged to just read. Dave Goose Mills told us, he said, it could be 1 minute a day. That's more than zero. Start there. I agree with Dave. Start there. Once you do that, you're going to want more. You're going to want to read more. Now, I mentioned comics. I found a comic Bible. It's pretty money. You can check those out as well. They have some books that might be even to help get some young, if you have younger boys into reading. My daughter loves them as well. But in general, boys who might not be as interested into finding ways into the Bible, into ways of the faith, it's a good gateway. And all of this actually has led me to creating a library for my Men's Alliance friends, for my group that I meet with on Saturdays. I have a library in the back of my van that just has books that have been suggested, books that are in there, books that I've found at like the used bookstore. I'm not going out and buying brand new copies or I'd be broke. I think I've thrown like 60, 70, 80 bucks because I'll get them online and I'll buy like two, get three free or something in there, but I have them to share with the men. And then that gives the books more lives. You share them with your friends. I have some guys that have a handful of books that are for a class. They're getting ready to start on apologetics, checked out. They're checking them out, and then we're going to pass them to other guys. I challenge you to try that. If you have a book, share it with somebody. Collect books. If you're in a connect group, have some books for your group. You got a family, collect books for your family. And this episode is really focusing on faith-based books. You look in the background of me, I got a handful of books I've read that have helped to change me. Now, I'll talk about them in a bit, but there are some challenges here. You know, no matter what you do, there's always going to be some sort of pushback. These are things that I used to say, or I've even heard from other people. You're not going to like these if you're not a reader, trust me. One thing I hear is, oh, I don't have time. Really? You don't have time? We all have cell phones. How much time do we spend staring blankly at a cell phone? Bet you we could take that 10 minutes to read a book, read the Bible. No time means we're not prioritizing our time. Through the reading, I've had a little bit less TV time. Probably not a bad thing for me. So, I have no time? No more. Make time. Block off. If you want to say, hey, I'm going to read 10 minutes a day, boom, there's 10 minutes right there. It might be 10 less minutes on Facebook, going down a wormhole. Another thing I hear, I'm not a reader. But good for you. I wasn't either. But I took the challenge. If something's important, you'll go towards it. I wasn't an exerciser, but I started exercising last year and I've gotten healthier. I wasn't a runner for a while. I started running in high school and I ran cross country and it's been something I can do throughout my life. I'm not a reader is sort of your way of saying, I don't want to do this and I'm not even going to try. That's harsh, isn't it? I've said I'm not a reader. I made fun of my wife as a nerd. Now I'm the nerd. But no, saying I'm not a reader is just a way of saying I don't want to. I can't get past that block. You say you don't want to? That's you. Not a valid excuse we any of us have. This one people use. I'm a slow reader. That's fine. We're not running a book race. People always have told us throughout life that we're supposed to read fast. That's not true. My wife is one of the biggest readers that I know. I didn't realize it, but she told me recently that she isn't a fast reader. We were reading a page together and I was to the next page and she's like, holy moly, how'd you get there? I'm like, really? I was just reading normally because I thought I was slow. Just an excuse. Excuses are like noses. Everyone has them and they stink. It doesn't matter how fast you read. It's not a race. It's just getting it in. It's getting that quality into you. I don't have access to books. Cool. Hit me up. I'll send you a book. Use the bookstores. Books are like $2, especially Christian books. They have no clue the value of a Christian book. I found a brand new Tim Tebow book a couple years ago in hardback for $3. eBay.com. I'm buying books. Some of the books you see in the picture there, I got for like $3 or $4, and it was buy three, get one free. I'm getting a daily thing from Kindle Books on Amazon, like $2. You can use your public library. There's an app called Hoopla, Hoopla. If you link your library card, I get free books from there I've read. I've listened to a couple books on there. Access is everywhere. We live in a digital, technological print age. Nope. You've got access. You just have to take that step. It goes back to I'm not a reader. I don't have access means you haven't even looked because it's there. I don't know where to start. Sweet. I can help you there. Start in John in the Bible. After that, decide what you want, where God wants you to talk, where God wants you to read, rather. Look up that topic on like a Amazon Kindle bestsellers list. Maybe it's marriage. Look up Jesus' marriage. Maybe it's about love. The Love Languages are a great marriage book. I read a book called Tactics. It's right up here beside me. I'm going to show you some of these here in a second. You're not sure? Email me. It's at simplepodcast@gmail.com. I will help you get started. So, in the picture behind me, you can see some books that I've read. These are some books that have been suggested to me and some books that I've read. First book I read, if you listen to the podcast, don't worry about it. You can just listen to the names. It was called Tactics by Greg Kokel, and it really got me thinking about how to have conversations, how to talk to people about my faith. Another book I read that is amazing is called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. That one's by Frank Turek. If you really want a book to start a conversation, just carry that around. I had it with me at a car dealership, and someone started talking to me, just like, huh, that's an intriguing book. But it's a great conversation starter. Another great book is called Cold Case Christianity. Maybe you like mysteries. This book is a detective talking about how to discuss faith and looking at it as a murder mystery. Another one I have here is called Can Science Explain Everything? The answer is no, but it's John Lennox. He talks about the link, how science and faith are not separate things. They go together. They're Just very amazing things. If you're looking at the picture, the cool thing is above me is the book Irresistible. I was just telling you I was reading. And there's a whole slew of books that I'm working through. All these books in the screen with me. I plan to have read soon. So what I have been doing is compiling. I've mentioned before, I'm keeping a running record of my newly bought books on a site that I just bought a web address for. So it is www.jesusambassadors.com. It was going to be something else, but that was some reason $10,000 a year, and this is $6 or $10 after this. But it was, oh, this domain name was not bad at all. So what I want to create a website to help people, to give people the ability to be ambassadors of Christ, talk about their faith. So I have a page of resources, and it has the page will have pictures of books like you see on the screen. And I'm going to start. My goal this week is to add a little what I got from the book, why I think it's important for people. If you click on the picture on my page, it links you right to Amazon. Not an Amazon person, you just got the book cover, you can look them up. But I want to grow this site. I want it to be something for you all. Check it out. Tell me what you think. Because it's a fluid, growing site, and I'm very excited to see it today. I took that step. I said, I prayed this morning, God, give me this step to create buy the .com. So now we got it. So this week, my goal is to put little blurbs under the books that you can see and learn about the books that I've read firsthand that I will share with you. At the top of the page will be a carousel, and then after that, you'll see all the books. So I took the initiative. Now it's your turn. Because it's that simple. If we claim to be Christians, we'll want to know God. Today we have resources that people of the past didn't have. We need to dig into the Bible, books, any form of writing we can to find out and to help us to learn more about Jesus. If we truly believe it, this won't be a grueling task. It'll be something we want to do. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the greatest book of all time, the Bible. Thank you for what you teach us in there. Thank you for the new covenant that Jesus brought to us. Help us to just take the time to dive into there, to hear about Jesus, to read Paul's letters, to read all the other amazing words that you created for us to teach us to follow you. It's an amazing book. Help us then to want more. If we really read and get it, we're going to be on fire. We're going to want to know more. Help us to find a book that can broaden our horizons. Help us to take a specific part of the Bible and expand on it. Help us to use our resources. Use each other. Use our pastors. Use our fellow Christian. Use our families to dive into texts that will help us to grow closer to you. This isn't book club. This isn't about growing the list of books we have. This isn't about Adam bragging about that he's read 5 books. This is about growing closer to you. Everything we do is for you because you did the greatest thing for us. Help us this week to take that step. Thank you for your son and his sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week, I challenge you, read. Read something. Start somewhere. Read for 1 minute. Read one verse. Read one chapter. Just read. That's it. www.kingdompraiseradio.com. Oh yeah, love, love, love you all. Amazing station. I'm glad to be part of the family this week. Julius Adams is coming. He's gonna be there. I have the interview. It's up. It's created. It'll be airing on Kingdom Praise Radio on Monday and Friday. If you're listening to this later in time, guess what? You can listen to it on my podcast site. It'll be coming up in the middle of this current week in April of 2024. If it's past that time, it's already there. But check it out. Julius Adams was one of my favorite people I've ever met. Like, I really wanted to like drive up and hang out with him for like hours because he was just a cool dude. We had a great time. While you're getting ready for that, listen to his song, Healer. It is a powerful song. It's an awesome song, and I've had it on loop at different times during these last couple weeks as I've gotten to know. But it was just so much fun. Also, check me out on www.lcprva.com. That's the Two Jesus Music and Podcast Network, Pandora for Church Folk. Great place. If you miss any of these links, they're in the notes. Check out Men. Check out mensalliancetribe.com. Boom. Join a tribe. Get with men. Get out of isolation. It's so important to our life. As I mentioned earlier, I am growing www.jesusambassadors.com. Check out my site. I would love to see us be Jesus ambassadors talking about Jesus. Maybe I'll even make a shirt one day. That'd be kind of cool. No matter where you are, do me a favor. only way I can get this word out and to grow this podcast is by organically doing it. So check me out on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen. Give me a follow. Give me a like. Give me a review. Share my podcast with someone. That would make me so happy. If you do, hit me up. I'm going to give you a shout out. I was talking to one of my old friends from years ago who we haven't seen each other. We've kept in touch occasionally, Danny and we. It was just a great conversation we had. She was listening with her family. Share this with your family. I keep it PG always because, I mean, this message should be. There's parts of the Bible that aren't very PG, and that would be warned if it happened. But I've got some cool things planned for the summer, planned for the future, so stay tuned. As always, I love all of you. God bless. Have a wonderful week.